government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013 Ministry by Ministry.
The agriculture and fisheries sectors reaped several successes during 2013. These ranged from the establishment of 9 agro-parks to the passing of critical bills aimed at boosting the sectors. Reducing the country's food import bill from $1 billion US dollars to US $700 million in the short to medium term was one of the major focus areas for the government during 2013. Achieving this meant new strategies had to be implemented, key among which was the targeted cultivation of 8,000 acres of idle government land under the flagship Agroparks initiative.
They are being developed through a tripartite partnership, including the government, farmers, investors, and the private sector.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. The initiative is projected to realize foreign exchange savings of some $4 billion, provide employment for about 5,000 persons, increase agricultural output, and reduce the importation of targeted crops. By October, Minister Clark was reporting that crops were already being reaped at 3 agro-parks. A $68 million Irish potato program was also launched during the year.
The objectives of this project are to reduce the import bill, to improve market access for farmers who plant Irish potato, to supply 100% of national demand, 15 million kgs for table Irish potato by 2015, to provide crop care support in the form of chemicals for 50%, approximately $43 million of the targeted acreage for the autumn and spring crops.
Food safety was another priority area for the administration throughout the year. In an effort to ensure the availability of sufficient quantities of safe food and that Jamaica meets global food safety requirements, several measures were implemented. These included providing $10 million in grant assistance to 9 agro-exporters to upgrade their facilities in order to become compliant with the United States Food Safety Modernization Act. 50 stakeholders within the agricultural sector benefited from a training initiative staged in February, and the Jamaica Food and Nutrition Security Policy was also approved during the year.
Among the 50 participants to be trained, farmers, exporters, Food Storage and Infestation Division, Bureau of Standards, Ministry of Health, Pesticides Control Authority, and the Scientific Research Council. This broad participation augurs well for Jamaica as we seek to improve our food management systems.
Provisions were made to resettle 876 residents of Sugar Estate Barracks for the 2013 period to the end of the calendar year 2014. The $1.9 billion initiative will see the construction of 400 housing solutions at 7 sites located across 4 sugarcane growing parishes. Work is near completion at 3 of the 7 sites. The other 4 are in advanced infrastructure stages. Close to the end of the year, 8 contracts totaling just over $404 million were signed for the rehabilitation of more than 44 kilometers of cane roads in 7 sugar-dependent communities across the island.
This project will improve the efficiency of cane harvesting operations in our sugar sector and reduce the significant post-harvest losses, which are estimated at 3% of national cane production.
Over in the fisheries sector, 2 critical pieces of legislation were passed in Parliament. These are the Aquaculture Inland and Marine Products and Byproducts Inspection, Licensing and Export Change of Name and Amendment Act 2013, which sought to address the import of aquaculture products into Jamaica, and the Conch Export Levy Validation and Indemnity Act 2013, which sought to validate the levy of US$1 per pound of conch exported, which was charged during the 2011 conch season. The safety of the nation's fisherfolk also received priority attention during the year, when 2,000 fisherfolk from 6 parishes benefited from the donation of well-needed safety gear. A manual titled Jamaica Ornamental Fish Quality Assurance Program was produced during the year as part of efforts to standardize the production of ornamental fish in the country. Those were some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries during 2013.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.